day in Middlebury in Elkhart County, Indiana. 110,000 square feet of office and workspace, creating 100 good-paying Hoosier jobs. We are grateful for the grand design. To Mike Yoder, to the whole economic development team here in Elkhart County, it is great to be with you all. But really, let's give credit where credit is due. This dynamic team that begins with the dynamic duo of Ron and Bill Fedick. These two entrepreneurs, what we have in common is we both got started in January of 2013. And your success has truly been inspiring from the first time that we got together. Ron and Bill, it seems like just yesterday that I first had the honor of sitting down and visiting with all of you, hearing about your plan to launch this company, to watch you create 500 good-paying jobs. Then in 2014, to have Don Clark down in Indianapolis to fill us in on 330 new good-paying Hoosier jobs. And so with 800 members of the great team here, the explosive growth of this company, adding 100 new jobs, new manufacturing space, and new service space. This is what the American dream looks like, everybody. Can you give it up for Ron and Bill and Don and this great team? You could stand up for them if you want. They sure do believe in Indiana. You know, I really, and we offer our congratulations to Don and on his nomination for Entrepreneur of the Year, and send our greetings to him for hopefully a recognition that will be well deserved. You know, as your governor, my philosophy of government is I don't believe that government creates jobs. Okay? A lot of politicians talk that way, don't they? About the number of jobs they created. Well, I grew up in a small business family. The government doesn't create jobs other than government jobs, right? And we've held the line on that, I promise you. But government can create the conditions where men and women of enterprise, of ingenuity, can bring together a team committed to craftsmanship and excellence and put capital at risk and create jobs and opportunities for Hoosier. And that's the grand design that's working here today. It really and truly is. And I'm really just here to say thanks. I'm here to say thank you to each one of you who've been a part of this widening success story and part of an extraordinary success story. I mean, it is amazing to think that we are, and Mrs. Pence and I were celebrating this in China at the American Embassy in Beijing, surrounded by Indiana-made RVs. We are the RV capital of the world, and that becomes more true today with this groundbreaking. 80% of the world's RVs are produced right here in the state of Indiana, and that just makes sense. It makes sense because of our long-standing commitment to craftsmanship and excellence. You know, it's our bicentennial year, and I tell people that for now two centuries, Hoosiers have done two things especially well. We make things and we grow things, and we take pride in doing it, don't we? We really do. The commitment to craftsmanship and the team that just all raised your hands in the back. I can see that look in your eye. I can, you know, walking through one of these beautiful units this morning. I mean, I've never lived anywhere that's that nice, to be honest with you. And I live in the governor's residence. I mean, the commitment to craftsmanship here, of course we would be. Of course we would be the RV capital of the world. But also I do want to thank all of you, because really over the last dozen years in Indiana, we've been doing the kind of things that will encourage entrepreneurs like these three to be able to invest in Indiana. We've been balancing budgets, and we've been lowering taxes every year that I've been your governor. We've been investing in career and vocational education, investing in infrastructure, and then taking three steps back and letting Hoosiers do what they do. And that really is what we're celebrating today. So I just want to say thanks, to give credit where credit is due. First, to Ron and Bill Fenwick for believing in the Hoosier State, for knowing this was the place to be and this was the place to grow. Don Clark for his great energy and all the efforts he's provided in leadership in this company. To Mike Yoder, the president of the Elkhart County Commissioners. I would say we got to stop meeting like this, Mike, but I really don't want to. Mike and I meet on a regular basis up here, and he does a dynamic job, and I know he'll share with you some of their successes. But I would say from my heart of hearts, Most of the credit goes to all of you, okay? All of you that are part of that 800-member team of Grand Design that has come together in such lightning speed since January of 2013. I mean, the truth of the matter is when I see people investing in Indiana, they're investing in the people of Indiana. This is a vote of confidence in all of you, in your integrity, in your work ethic, in your commitment to excellence. And so days like today, they're an affirmation of a great business environment, like the Lieutenant Governor said. They're an affirmation, I believe, of policies and the energies of entrepreneurs. But at the end of the day, the majority of the credit goes to the people of Indiana, whose character and whose longstanding commitment to excellence is what is bringing opportunities like this to our state. So to all of you who deserve most of the credit, I say congratulations, and let's keep the Grand Design growing. Thank you very much. God bless you. It's an honor to be with you all.